A ticking clock, a locked room, nothing but a paperclip and a roll of duct tape. For most people, this would be the end. But for this hero, it's just another day. He wasn't the strongest guy in the room, but he was always the smartest, proving that brains can outmatch brawn and that sometimes the best weapon is a little ingenuity. Today, we're looking back at one of the most inventive and thrilling TV shows of the 80s, a show that inspired a generation to think outside the box. In fact, his name even became a verb. And some people still say it to this day, including myself. Welcome to Family TV Uncovered. If you're tired of wasting time searching for clean, family-friendly entertainment, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Jennifer, a lifelong TV enthusiast who grew up on the kind of shows I now spotlight for parents like you. So skip the scrolling because I'm here to help you discover timeless classics and forgotten TV shows that are perfect for your family. And in today's episode, I'll be talking about MacGyver. Yes, folks, MacGyver, the hero of the 80s and the show who coined the phrase, just MacGyver it, or you can always MacGyver it. That phrase was used so often during this show's run and even beyond. This show is so much fun. My kids and I love this show, and I'm so glad my kids got into this show when I showed them the first couple of episodes. They were hooked. I mean, come on now. MacGyver is so cool, never uses any kind of weapons, or I should say he tries really, really, really hard to never use any weapons. And then during the whole show, yeah, he doesn't use any weapons. He uses his brain. And he tries to his best to avoid violence or confrontations. He does have to use his hands every once in a while as a weapon, but that's about it. Throughout all seven seasons, I think I've only seen one person get killed. I've seen all seven seasons within the last year, but it's hard to remember sometimes every little detail. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say throughout the whole show, you never see anybody get killed. But don't be afraid to let me know if you notice somebody get killed. But I'm pretty sure nobody gets killed. And the scenes, if people are fighting or whatever, it really doesn't get like horrifically gory. It doesn't go off the rails. And that's what makes it so cool because it's a great family show. You can watch with your kids and as a family together. That's the point of this show, is to television that used to bring families together and used to create conversation in communities with friends and family and so on. I remember people used to be like, oh, we need to gather. Let's watch MacGyver together as a family. You know, everybody tuned in. Oh, did you watch last week's episode? I miss those days. So yeah, MacGyver's signature tool was his Swiss Army knife. That was his tool. That Swiss Army knife was with him everywhere. It was something he used all the time to get him out of trouble. It had, like, I guess, the little scissors. It had a little knife. It had a little screwdriver. And he could always, always think his way out of a challenge. And he was the hero that could save people. I mean, there's even the movie called 6 Days, 7 Nights that stars Harrison Ford and Anne Heche that came out years ago. They kind of even reference MacGyver in that movie a little bit, in a scene where Harrison Ford and Anne Heche are in a situation that requires some thinking to get out of. And Anne Heche's character says to Harrison Ford, aren't you one of those guys? And he goes, what guys? You know those guys. Guys where you give them a Q-tip and a bottle of glue or something like that, and you build a shopping mall. I think that was referring to MacGyver being like, can't you just MacGyver your way out of this? So MacGyver had enemies. And in this, throughout this show, there is one arch enemy of his named Murdoch, who is relentless with MacGyver in getting MacGyver and getting rid of him. So the show does a great job with weaving Murdoch in and out throughout the seasons. The writers did a fabulous job weaving the whole Murdoch storyline throughout all the seasons of the show. And it's those episodes are our family's favorites. My kids love the episodes with Murdoch in them because they're just so ingenious. The writers, I don't know how they came up with a lot of these plots and the little inventions and all the science involved in this show, but it's just amazing how the crew had to think of how to pull all these things off to make MacGyver look as smart as he was. And MacGyver, who's played by Richard Dean Anderson, I think he did all of his stunts. So because of this show, my daughter is super motivated in our homeschool now because she tells me, Mom, what do I have to study in order to be as smart as MacGyver? And I tell her, well, you've got to learn science and you've got to know math. Those are the main two because those are MacGyver's biggest tools in his brain is his knowledge of how to make things work for him and how to improvise. There's so much you can learn on this show with science, survival skills, and exactly what you can do in life, what you can do for yourself in situations to help yourself that don't always include violence, how to outwit your enemy, how to outthink people. MacGyver has a heart for people. He loves to help other people and he has empathy for all the different kinds of characters that come that are on the show. The supporting cast is great. His boss on the show is his best friend. There's also some emotional episodes and there's some historical episodes. There are also a couple of notable guest stars on this show. I know one was Mitzi Capture, who I actually ended up working with during my time at CBS. I used to work for Young and the Restless. Mitzi Capture was one of the characters at the time, a recurring role on the soap opera. And I remember when I met her, she was just the nicest woman in the world. I met her and her daughter. And I had mentioned to her that I remember seeing her on MacGyver. And she was surprised that I remembered a show from that long ago in her career. Another person was Mayim Bialik. She was the star of the show Blossom back in the 90s. And she was also on The Big Bang Theory on CBS a while ago as well. Some other popular guests on MacGyver were Terry Hatcher, who I remember from Lois and Clark with Dean Cain, Bruce Harwood, who I know as Byers on the hit Fox show The X-Files, and also Cuba Gooding Jr. is in a few episodes throughout the series. Oh, and another popular guest that I'm very familiar with is Jason Priestley. He was on an episode as well, who I know him best for playing Brandon Walsh on the hit teen show Beverly Hills 90210 that I grew up watching as well. The other thing about MacGyver that you'll notice is one of the things he is known for was his hairstyle. Now, back in the 80s was all about big hair and the mullet for guys. The mullet was what it was called, and that's the hairstyle of MacGyver that makes him so recognizable is the mullet. MacGyver was actually created by Henry Winkler, who is known as the Fonz from Happy Days. And the crazy thing is back in 2003-ish, my first day on the CBS lot, when I was coming off the elevator and I got off on the wrong floor, there was Henry Winkler standing right there. Now, I didn't talk to him or anything, but I remember thinking in my head, oh my gosh, it's the guy that made MacGyver. So all these different experiences that I had at CBS and meeting some of the people I saw on MacGyver growing up, it was just really cool for me at the time. I love this show because there's no political agenda, no ideology. It was just a show to entertain. And yes, actually, it does touch upon a couple of societal issues at that time that was going on in the 80s, but it's not overbearing or overpowerful. I think you will get hooked to this show. I think your children will love this show. I think it will spark conversation among families. I cannot recommend this show enough. It is so much fun. And the theme song, oh my gosh, the theme song is so iconic that I love the theme song to this show. The intro, it just brings back so many memories of my childhood and of being with either my mom or my dad, because both of my parents love this show so much. And all my children ask me, Mom, how come people can't make shows like this anymore? I go, I know. I don't know what it is about creative thinking nowadays. Do you guys have any ideas as to why writers lack the creative ingenuity that was on display on shows like MacGyver and other things back in the day? So where can you watch MacGyver? I've only seen it available on Paramount Plus. You can also watch it on Amazon Prime, but it still requires a Paramount Plus subscription. But when you're looking for it on these platforms, you will see two MacGyvers pop up. Obviously, I'm pretty sure you can guess my review is about the original MacGyver. CBS did a reboot back in 2016 and ended in 2021. I was never interested in seeing this. I am wholeheartedly all about originals. I don't like reboots. I think they're a waste of time. And I strongly believe that TV these days have a hard time of coming up with new ideas that are just meant to entertain. And they always go back to old stuff and reboot it. Why? Because the old stuff was the best. It was the pinnacle of television. That's why I see so many reboots. That's just my opinion. So watch what they call MacGyver Classic, which I hate that because it's just MacGyver. Watch MacGyver. You'll absolutely love it. I don't know anything about the reboot, so don't send me questions about the reboot. I have no interest in watching it, but if I had to guess, original MacGyver fans like myself would be very critical about it. So, I mean, even Richard Dean Anderson himself refused a cameo on the reboot. Now, that has to tell you something. He's quoted in an interview that he said the reboot didn't do the original show justice, that it didn't build upon the foundation that he had already laid back in the 80s during his tenure on the show, and that there was a little more gunplay in the show, whereas in the original, I mentioned to you that MacGyver never used guns. He had he has an aversion to firearms throughout the whole show. That's why he uses his mind to solve the problems and to defeat whoever the villain is in the episode. The goal is to always outwit and outsmart his opponents. Yeah, he didn't say anything negative about the reboot, but it just seems like he agrees with my opinion of it, and that's, they probably shouldn't have made it. I can only assume that CBS might have wanted Richard Dean Anderson to have a cameo on the new MacGyver in order to woo some of the old MacGyver fan base like myself into the show, but nope, didn't even do it with the commercial. Had no interest in it, like I had already stated. So take a tip from both Richard Dean Anderson and myself and ditch the reboot. Watch the original. That brings us to the end of this episode of Family TV Uncovered. I hope you enjoyed learning about MacGyver. Join me next week for a special episode. It's Parents' Night. A strong family starts with a strong relationship, and sometimes the best way to reconnect is with laughter. In our next episode, we're diving into a sitcom led by a legendary actor whose comedic genius is on par with the likes of Lucille Ball. Backed by a fantastic cast and unforgettable misunderstandings, it's the perfect pick for a fun night in. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Family TV Uncovered. If you enjoyed this episode, please do a couple things for me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts to help me grow the podcast and share it with family and friends who you think might enjoy the same content. You can also send me a message with your comments and questions on my website at www.familytvuncovered.com. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll catch you in the next episode.